It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out there on the edge of the prairie. It's been chilly and kind of gray and drizzly. Winter sort of arrived here in a big rush on Thursday. It was briefly sunny back Sunday, and people still had their windows open just a little bit. You could hear people arguing inside after dark. Not any big arguments, mostly arguments about that tone of voice that you used and what did you mean by that? What do you mean, tone of voice? I'm just talking. No, I could hear the irritation in your voice. Well, what do you mean, irritation? Well, like what you have right now, irritation. That sort of an argument. There was an argument between Irene Bunsen and Mrs. Anderson about the enormous pumpkin which grew in the backyard. It was from a vine which Irene had planted in her yard, and the vine trailed over under the fence and into Mrs. Anderson's yard, and there it was, an enormous championship pumpkin. And Mrs. Anderson said, this is your pumpkin. I mean, I didn't plant this. You planted this, so why don't you come over and get... No, Irene said. No, that's on your property, and what's on your property belongs to you. Well, I don't even care for pumpkins that much, so this is yours. Just take it. Let's not have a silly argument over it. Well, it's not silly. It belongs to you. It's in your yard. This went on, and finally it continued on the telephone, hissing at each other back and forth. Why are we having this argument? They said, give it away to somebody. Well, I don't want to. That's your pumpkin. Clint Bunsen got up in the middle of the night, and he took the pumpkin out of Mrs. Anderson's yard, and he put it in the back of his pickup truck, and he drove out to the bridge over the creek, and he threw it off, and it smashed on the rocks. But there's still this hard feeling between the two of them. It's a kind of an odd time of year, these dark, dark days of late fall as winter is coming in. The first flakes fell on Thursday, and people looked up. They stopped whatever they were doing, and they looked up as enormous flakes fell through the air, some of them admiring God's handiwork, and other people as if they were rabbit pellets dropping out of the sky, or some sort of a plague that was falling on them. It's an odd time. A strange sort of lethargy comes over people. Maybe it's a result of eating too much pumpkin. Maybe it's a result of not enough light. Maybe it's the full moon which comes on Monday. Maybe it's the election. People suffer from candidate fatigue, and as people try harder and harder on television to win over the undecided vote, we just wear out. We just can't bear to hear any more of it. Who is undecided at this point? It's people who are playing hard to get, that's all. Just make up your minds, for heaven's sake. You're just tired of all the screaming back and forth and accusations and so forth. Arguments wear you out. They're just tiresome. And so you lie down to take a power nap, and it turns into a snooze fest, and you're there for an hour, and it's getting dim outside, and you don't feel like getting up, and so you sleep a little bit more, and you lie there. It's a hibernating instinct that we get from our ancestors back in the Stone Age, who at this time of year, as the days get shorter and shorter, they were tired of their careers sailing around and pillaging and ravishing and ravaging, and they're tired of it, and they're tired of going around, and the rape, you know, is very tiresome, even though a legitimate rape would not involve pregnancy, and even if it did result in pregnancy, this would be a pregnancy that was a gift from God and was part of God's plan. Anyway, our ancestors got weary at this time of year, and they retreated into their caves, and they lay down there next to some great dead carcass, and they would gnaw on it for a while, and then they would doze in the smoke and the sparks. They would lie there, and if somebody irritated them, they'd pick up a limb of a tree and pound on them for a while, and then lie there some more. We've inherited this, you see, and that's why we don't feel so ambitious at this time of year. Here we are. We are intelligent, productive people at other times of the year, and suddenly we turn into rutabagas, and we grow roots down through our mattress. People were up Sunday night. Lyle, the old science teacher at the high school, got people to come out at midnight. He said there was going to be a meteor shower, and it was going to be really spectacular. So people came out to his backyard, and they stood looking up at the sky until their necks ached. And when they rested their necks, then somebody said, "Look at that! Look right up there!" He would say. Lyle said, "Look, you see that?" And they looked up, and they said, "Oh yeah," though they didn't. They didn't want to be the only unseeing person. There were about a dozen of them who were out at midnight, and other people noticed and came out. About 30 or 35 people thought, well, if there are 12 people looking up at the sky, there must be something going on. So as those 35 people joined them, the original 12 sort of melted away, and they went home. Their replacements had arrived, and there in the middle of them all was Lyle, who said, "Look, see, it's right there, right above the maple tree, right between those branches. You see it? That's a meteor." And as he pointed it out, he wasn't sure. Strong declarative statements often breed doubt in the mind of the person who has just declared it. And he was aware, of course, that he's been seeing flashes in his eyes for some time. And whether this was a neurological disorder or a meteor, who could say? But everybody seemed to be having a good time. So he kept pointing up to the sky. There it is. A couple of the science teachers up at the high school noticed that some of the students were slacking off on their homework. And they overheard the students talking in the hall, and they heard the word Mayan. And Mr. Halverson called a school assembly. He thought, we gotta get at this. Right from the beginning, they heard the word Mayan. And the two science teachers stood up in front of the school, and they told them that the end of the world prophesied by the Mayan calendar for December 21st has been shown to be a hoax and utterly fake. But people who make strong declarative statements feel a certain sense of doubt. And those two science teachers went home, and they had conversations with their families that they didn't care to talk to anybody about. The constables Gary and Leroy saw some young people in the alley behind the Mercantile, and they were loitering there, and they were hanging out and making trouble for people. And so they paid their bill at the Chatterbox Cafe, and they went over to talk to them. And they talked to them, and suddenly Leroy felt an urgent need to move away, and he moved over into the weeds, and he bent down and he left his lunch right there. He'd had the chili and the grilled cheese sandwich, and he left it there in the weeds. It sort of undermines your authority as a law enforcement person to throw up in front of people. And the young people scattered. He went to the chatterbox. He talked to Darlene. He said, "Your chili's bad. There's something in it." "No," she said, "I had two bowls of it myself. I'm just fine." Everybody's fine in Lake Wobegon. People are doing well. And Sunday is Reformation Sunday. And all the Lutherans will be there Sunday morning, shoulder to shoulder. And they will sing, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God." They will sing it loudly, even though the church is infested with box elder bugs. This is the time of year when the box elders are in their last throes and they want to live all of life in the few days they have remaining. You have to watch your coffee cup closely. Some suicidal box elder bug can climb in there and get in there and die and then go down the tubes. You can feel them on your face at night. You swatted and whacked every box elder bug you saw, and then you lie down and you can feel them on your legs, and you can, and some of you maybe even now can feel them on the back of your neck. Box elder bugs who have not heard of the Mayan calendar and who don't believe that the world is going to end December 21st. For them, yes, individually, but not for their entire species. They will go on and on and on. No, they'll all gather in the Lutheran church, and they'll all sing all of the verses of A Mighty Fortress, including the verse, "And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we shall not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us." We do try to believe that. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.